Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We're now in our fifth year of producing that. We haven't missed a deadline. Every Sunday afternoon, it'll arrive in your email box, and so check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. If you're a small business owner or want to be, I think you'll find it to be a little bit of entrepreneurial nirvana. And that might be a little bit of hyperbole, but not much. Steve DelBianco is a guy who's all over our website, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and we've got lots of archives and lots of references to him up on our website. And he's a vice president with the Association for Competitive Technologies. He's one of our top technology experts, but he's not just a technology expert, folks. He's an entrepreneurial expert. He's been a very successful entrepreneur and businessman in his life. But more importantly, he's our friend. Steve DelBianco, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. And the pitch before your segment came on said that you humbly and graciously accepted that award. I remember you more as agile, mobile, and hostile than humble and gracious.
Well, that might be a little bit of poetic, a little bit of artistic license there, Steve.
Oh, but I know that as an advocate for small business, you are really anything but humble and gracious. You are aggressive, and that's what makes you effective.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, you're right. I try to speak out whenever I can on small business. Somebody asked me the other day, I was in a political discussion. They asked me, you know, they couldn't quite make out my political leanings, and they said, "Are you a Republican or a Democrat?" I said, "I belong to the Small Business Party."
And yeah, you're the party that signs the front of the paycheck.
That's right. We signed the front of the paychecks. That's exactly right. Hey, Steve, one of the things that's been going on in the last people invading our computers with malicious intent has been going on for a long time, but there's a capability that these malcontents have that I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about. It's called spyware.
And Jim, it's sort of a progression, right? A lot of us were barraged by spam email.
Yep.
Over the past year and a half, we've done a much better job, and so have the ISPs, at filtering out and stopping spam. The next thing they moved to were pop-up ads, but most folks are using a pop-up blocker, something that's built in to, say, the Google's toolbar that stops those annoying pop-up ads. But that just means that advertisers that want to reach you are going to take the next available method. And what they've begun to use in the past year is something called spyware. So spyware is something that I would say right now is responsible for the number one volume of support calls at Dell Computer, at America Online, and even at Microsoft in their technical support group. These are frustrated computer users who've got something on their computer that's slowing it down and making it almost impossible to use. They don't know how they got it, and they can't get rid of it.
Well, I had some spyware, and I still don't know exactly how it got into my computer because I've got double firewalls. I've got mechanical and software firewalls, and I still don't know exactly how it got in there, but I had a piece of spyware to get on my computer probably a couple of months ago, and it was very, very annoying. Tell us how it looks when it loads up in your computer.
That's a good question. I think that you'd know you've had it if some of these following symptoms are showing up for you at home. If pop-up ads are showing up even when you don't have a browser open, so you're in the middle of an Excel document or a Word document, and suddenly pop-up ads are showing up, and you're thinking, you know, where's that coming from? That's spyware.
Well, and it doesn't just pop up. It's not like a little small browser window that pops up. It takes over your desktop. It won't let you go back to what you were doing. You cannot. It'll make you wait like 20 or 30 seconds before you have to look at whatever it is that's there before it will give you back your desktop.
Some of them do that, exactly.
It basically takes you hostage for a period of time.
And the way it does it is that spyware has deposited on your computer some programs that monitor what you're up to. And if you're visiting websites, they may key off of the words you're using to serve up ads. But some of the most annoying ones are simply constantly sending pop-ups in front of your face, and even when you're not in a browser. We'll call the category of spyware that's all supported by advertising.
Yeah.
Another kind is something that may not be obvious to you, but they could be keyboard loggers that would track what you're typing when you're on your computer in order to commit fraud, frankly. And this was a famous case in New York City, where somebody put a keyboard logger into some computers at Kinko's.
Hold on to that thought just for a second. We've got to take a quick break. Steve DelBianco is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the Association for Competitive Technology. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about spyware and how to get rid of it. 20 after. 20 till, I mean. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Don Cooper is going to be with us. We're going to talk about prospecting. And then after that, Bob McTeer, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group of the Federal Reserve Board that decides how to set the monetary policy for this nation and what affects the rest of the world in a lot of ways. And so he's going to be with us again, and I'm looking forward to getting Bob back on the show. Steve DelBianco is our guest. He's vice president with the Association for Competitive Technologies, and we're talking about spyware. And Steve, I was saying what it looked like, what spyware looked like, and it takes over your desktop. You become a hostage to these people. And I tell you, I'm not a violent person, but I really would like to get my hands on these people.
You would not be so gracious and humble, would you?
No, I would not be. I would be very ungracious and very unhumble.
Oh.
And I would probably pound them into smithereens.
Well, we'll get to that a little later when we talk about some of the remedies the law enforcement officials can use today against the folks that put this stuff on your computer. But consumers can recognize it. First of all, if pop-up ads are showing up when you're not even in the browser. Another way is that the machine slows down. It slows down when you're starting up, and especially when you're trying to switch between programs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the spyware is loading and monitoring so much and sending so much information back over your internet connection that people experience a significant performance degradation on their computer.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, that's what typically generates the support calls, the initial support call. And sometimes
right.
It'll go to their Cox or Comcast or America Online.
So they don't realize, they don't know that they're calling about spyware. They think their machine slowed down.
Precisely. Or perhaps they think their internet connection has slowed down.
Right.
And this is prevalent over broadband connections, which is one of the reasons that people expect it to be faster, and then suddenly their connection to the internet feels slow, and it's apparent that the machine is grinding on something. And those are the symptoms that generate the support calls.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to folks at Dell Computer, at Microsoft, and at AOL Time Warner, and they all talked about it being the number one support volume.
It isn't
a problem caused by any of those vendors at all, but they do their
right.
best to help people diagnose whether they've got spyware and help them to get rid of it.
When we were taking the break, you were talking about keyboard logging. Is that what you called it?
It's one of the, exactly, Jim, and the most obvious case of this was at a Kinko's copy center in New York City. Someone had installed software that monitored keystrokes in order to pick up credit card numbers that were being entered in Kinko's, and they used the credit cards to perform some fraud. Those individuals were convicted and sentenced last year, so the Justice Department likes to use that as an example of using existing laws to go after people.
And when you say they installed software, did they do that remotely?
You know, I don't know the specifics of how they got them into the machines at Kinko's.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's an example of spyware that's used to describe the sneaky aspects that can be used to defraud you. But most commonly, Jim, the cost of spyware is ads that interfere with your ability to use your computer, frustrate you, and slow down your computer to the point where it's practically unusable.
What amazes me, though, is how anybody could think that I would be favorably disposed to something that was taking me hostage. What kind of Saddam Hussein type of advertising is that? The Saddam Hussein advertising agency that's putting this out? I mean, I don't understand why they think that this is something I'd be interested in.
You know, folks, advertisers would only do this if they thought it was effective. And being effective when it's practically free means that only 1 out of 1,000 people who clicks on the ad eventually makes a buy. And if it only takes one to make it worthwhile, when you think about the low cost of distributing spyware, I'd say that the bar is rather low.
But it's a form of terrorism. And folks, as I've said before, I don't want to minimize what happened 911 and other examples, but the classic definition of terrorism is the creation of chaos. And basically it's a form of terrorism as far as I'm concerned.
But I'm hopeful that we can solve this like we've solved so much of what happened with spam and pop-up ads through a combination of measures we take as consumers, what businesses and advertisers can do, and most importantly, what our law enforcement officials can do.
Well, we got rid of mine through just a piece of software that got rid of it, and I thought I was protected completely. It turns out I wasn't. I mean, I was not as diligent as I should have been. I thought I had checked everything on my IBM T30, I needed one more piece of protection, and I went and got it, and the spyware went away.
Jim, the most important form of protection is consumers being aware that before they download anything over the Internet, that they have a profound trust for the source of whatever it is they're downloading. Almost all spyware arrives, not because you lacked any form of protection, but because you inadvertently clicked on an ad that said, your machine is running slow, or let's set your clock, or here's a weather bug.
But see, I wouldn't have done that, Steve. I honestly don't know how mine, I've been doing this a long time. I don't click on things like that.
Almost all spyware arrives because folks get fooled into downloading something else that's bundled with spyware. The number one vehicle carrier for spyware are file sharing programs like Kazaa. And how widespread that is, especially in any home with a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And Kazaa brings it down. If you download the free version of Real Network's Real Media Player, that brings with it some advertising and coupon-based software.
May have been something like that.
And right on the screen when it's downloaded, believe it or not, there is disclosure. There is disclosure that says that would you like to receive advertising that's affiliated or related to the product
right.
you're visiting.
Right. Which I always say no. But maybe I didn't one day. Maybe that's what happened. When we come back, we're going to talk about specifically how to identify, how to get rid of this. What are steps you need to take to get rid of spyware when you get it? And many of you, if you haven't gotten it, you may get it soon. Tintail, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Del Bianco is our guest. He's Vice President with the Association for Competitive Technologies. And we also call that ACT sometimes. That's the acronym. Their website is one I'd encourage you to check out. It's actonline.org. Steve, why don't you tell us about ACT?
Yes, it's an association of software developers, computer consultants, and small businesses that work in the IT, the information technology field. So we're a trade association, and we advocate for the needs of small business and public policy. We also expand our influence by joining various coalitions that work in the states and in the federal government. And a couple of coalitions that have been really active on spyware are Americans for a Secure Internet, which is www.protectingthenet.org, and also NetChoice at www.netchoice.org. These coalitions bring together other companies that really agree and are united at trying to stop a particular issue, but they may not agree on everything, and that's where coalitions come in handy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, folks, I encourage you to check out their website, and of course, the NetChoice site is one we've been telling you about for a while as well. Okay, Steve, what about – oh, by the way, when's your next fly-in?
We have had multiple smaller events rather than one giant event, finding that to be more effective. So
good.
Bringing – specific folks into town on a one issue has been the way we've done it.
Targeted.
I'm thinking that's working better.
Laser focus. That's
there
smart.
You go.
That makes sense. Okay, we got spyware. We don't like it. We want to get rid of it. How do we do it?
There are a variety of pieces of software that will help you to detect what spyware is on your computer and how to get rid of it. The one I will recommend is free, and it's called SpyBot. You can be downloaded from almost any trusted download source. A lot of folks will use CNET to download their softwares. But SpyBot, I have found, does an outstanding job of finding what's on your computer and helping you to get rid of it, and also to immunize yourself from future infections of spyware that tries to arrive. But, Jim, it's an arms race in the sense that products like SpyBot or AdAware have to constantly update their library of known spyware threats. And this is probably the same thing you've experienced when once or twice a week you have your McAfee or Symantec virus software update for all of the new viruses and worms that are out there.
And, folks, let me tell you something. When you're given a choice of whether to pay for, you know, the basic virus antivirus software or to go for the whole shoot and match, sign up for the whole thing. That's my advice, Steve. I don't know how you feel about that, but go ahead and get everything you can, because these people, the people who create the anti-spam, the anti-virus, the anti-spyware stuff, all those guys, that's all they do, and they're way ahead of the curve. They're ahead of us. People who use who just use the computers, and the internet, and I just think that we made that mistake. We actually thought we bought everything, but we didn't get everything on one case, and we got the Sasser worm on one of our computers about 2 weeks ago, because we got our email outside of a firewall, and of our firewall at home and at home office and. One of our computers got zapped.
Jim, you talked about trying to stay ahead of the curve, and the programmers who are constantly updating their virus and spyware information files have to stay ahead of the enemy, who are constantly trying to find ways to sneak onto your computer. But I would still say that the number one way to avoid it is not to download anything from someone you don't trust, the number one way. Number two is make sure that you are using an immunization program like SpyBot or AdAware that stops things from being downloaded. And then after that, consumers have to be aware enough to help advocate for enforcement of existing laws, both at the state and the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
As you might imagine, if I were to put a computer program on your computer, if I were to trespass on your computer and interfere with the way you use it and exceed your authorization for being there, I'm probably guilty of some kind of a crime.
That's right. That's exactly right. But speaking of that, hasn't there been a recent conviction of a spammer?
Yes, last week, the Buffalo spammer, as he was known, who was responsible for tens of millions of unsolicited commercial email, was sentenced and will serve time based on a federal conviction. He actually made a statement that said that he wasn't really trying to hurt anyone. He was just trying to sell stuff.
Right.
But this is a great example that we have to talk more and more about.
How much time did he get?
I think he's I don't know exactly, but he's going to serve hard time and paid substantial fees and fines that took away any of the profits that he made as a result of his activity.
I got to say, that makes me feel a little bit better. Steve Del Bianco, thank you for being here. Thanks for the good information on spyware today. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
We'll see you next time. Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen. Website is actonline.org. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to go for just this hour. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.